Hey there, Story Minders. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. In episode 5, we're going to talk about your favorite TV show as a kid. You know, before streaming and smartphones, our favorite shows shaped our routines. They determined what we did when we got home from school or what we did on Saturday mornings, whether we were inside or outside. In this episode, we're going to rewind the tape to childhood TV and explore how the shows we watched became the lens through which we saw the world. We'll unpack how to write about these moments, answer a listener's question about sparking sensory memory, and leave you with a prompt that's pure nostalgia. So, what was your favorite TV show as a kid? Maybe it came on every Saturday morning, right after your bowl of cereal and before you went outside to play. Or maybe it was a cartoon with a theme song you still know by heart. Whatever it was, that show wasn't just entertainment. It was your friend. It was a signal that all was right in your little world. We'll dig into why those shows stay with us and how to recreate their magic on the page and how to use pop culture as a lens for telling your personal story. Then I'll answer a listener's question about how to spark sensory memory when you're stuck, and we'll end with a writing prompt to get your own nostalgia flowing. Every Saturday morning in my house started with two things: a bowl of Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops and the Lone Ranger. And by the time that familiar theme song started playing, you know, the one, the finale from the William Tell Overture, I was already on the floor with my holster and mask and white cowboy hat. For that half hour, I was the Lone Ranger. The poor reception of the black and white TV didn't matter. What mattered was that the Lone Ranger and Tonto were already in the saddle, facing trouble with grit and bravery. I'd sit cross-legged on the floor, spooning corn pops into my mouth like ammunition for the day, while I waited for someone to need rescuing, for justice to be served, or for the words, "Hi-yo, Silver, away," to echo through the room. The Lone Ranger wasn't just a show. It was a weekly lesson in right and wrong. He didn't kill. He didn't lie. He didn't brag. He helped strangers. He stood up for the underdog. And he did it all behind a mask, asking for no reward. The show always closed with the rescued victim asking, "Who was that masked man?" To a young boy still figuring out the rules of the world, those things stuck. I didn't have the words for it back then, but I understood that being good meant doing what's right, even when no one's looking, and maybe especially then. And so, for a few years of childhood, I had a silent contract with that masked man and his code. Be brave. Be fair. Be kind. Don't run from trouble, but don't go looking for it either. It's amazing how many moral compasses got handed out over cereal bowls and cowboy reruns. Let's talk about how you can use favorite shows or music or books as a way into deeper memoir writing. Because here's the truth. Pop culture doesn't just sit on the surface. It sinks in. It becomes part of your emotional landscape. When you write about the shows you loved, You're really writing about who you were when you loved them, and what you believed about the world, and what you needed. So let's break down a few ways to do that. For starters, describe the show itself. Just the basics. What was it called? What time did it come on? Morning, afternoon, whatever. Was it a cartoon or a Western or a variety show like Mickey Mouse Club? What was the theme song? Who were your favorite characters? The more specific you can be, the better. If you can remember lines or catchphrases, include them because they serve as anchors for readers who remember the show too. Describe the ritual around watching or listening. Who watched the show with you? Did you have to fight for control of the dial? Remember, it was a dial back then, not a remote. Was there a snack involved, a blanket or a dog at your feet? Describe the scene, not just what's on the screen. Use sensory details. What did the TV room look like, smell like, sound like? Maybe there was the smell of biscuits baking. Maybe the couch had a broken spring. Maybe Grandpa smoked a pipe while gun smoke played in the background. Those are the textures of memory. And lastly, reflect on why it mattered. Did the show offer escape, connection, humor, hope? Did it teach you something? Did it spark a dream? One of my favorite shows was Superman, and Superman's alter ego was Clark Kent, who was a newspaper reporter. From a very young age, when someone said, "Wayne, what do you want to be when you grow up?" my answer was always, "I want to be a newspaper reporter." So think of it this way. If your favorite show was a friend, what kind of friend was it? And here's the best part. When you write about these moments, you're also writing about a piece of cultural history. You're giving the reader a little time machine. So don't be afraid to go deep or wide or weird. If you loved it, it mattered. The shows we watched as kids aren't just memories. They're mirrors that reflect who we were, what we longed for, what made us laugh, and what gave us hope. And when you write about them, you're not just telling someone what was on TV. You're expressing your values and whether those values still matter. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in, see what we've got. This week's question comes from Jules in Atlanta, who asks, "Are there any tricks to spark sensory memory when I feel stuck in my writing?" Jules, most writers struggle with connecting their feelings to the words on the page. Here are a few of my favorite techniques. First one's the object trigger. Find an object from the time or place you're writing about. It could be anything, a lunchbox, a toy, a piece of clothing. Hold it, smell it, describe it. Often objects can open up memories like a pry bar. Another good one is the soundtrack method. Put on music from the era. One song from junior high school can flood your mind with more detail than five writing prompts. Let it play, find the groove, then write. Another technique is visualization. Close your eyes and walk the room. Imagine your childhood living room or your bedroom or the kitchen where that show always played. Close your eyes and mentally walk through the space in your mind. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? Finally, there's the five senses list, and we've been over this one before. Before writing, take 2 minutes to list everything you remember about the memory using your five senses. You don't have to be poetic. You're the only one who's going to read this. Use the exercise to leverage your memories, nothing more. Try, what did it smell like? What did it sound like? What did it feel like? What were the textures or fabrics or tabletops? What was the lighting? Was it warm or cold? Once you've made the list, start writing your scene, and you'll notice that it comes more easily. And one last thing, Jules. Sensory memory doesn't have to be dramatic. Sometimes the ordinary details are what make a scene sing. So, you ready to write? Here's your prompt for the week. Write about your favorite childhood TV show. What was the show? Who did you watch or listen with? Why did it matter? And a few questions to help you dig deeper. Where were you when you watched it? What time of day was it? Was it a solo ritual or did you share it with someone? What feelings do you associate with it? Excitement, escape, or belonging? Did the show shape who you wanted to be? And here's a bonus prompt. Find an old clip of the show on YouTube or streaming. Watch it again, and then write about how it feels to see it now. What changed? What stayed the same? So what shows did you watch? What world did you escape to through the screen before the world got loud with responsibility? Whatever it was, write about it, because memory doesn't just live in the big stuff. It lives in cartoons and commercials and static on the screen. It lives in the spaces where we let ourselves dream. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.